With all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5, the Royal Lieutenant, Priority One, and no one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. They protect the Clemson coaches' homes. They protect our homes. They'll protect your loved ones. Look, we live in a dangerous world. I mean, you hear it every single day on the news. It's just the fact of our existence, and I don't think it's going to get better. Look, I'm not telling you what to do in terms of your security. It's a personal decision, but I will tell you this. There's nobody like Priority One when it comes to security. They're great people. They use a customized approach to your security. Every system they install is different from your neighbors, for example. They base it on your situation. You'll know as soon as they arrive at your property, home or business, you'll know you're in the hands of the ultimate experts. They'll find the most likely entryways. They'll protect you. They'll examine every single element. That's who they are. Tip of the spear technology, customized approach, and the fastest response time in the industry. Again, when you're ready, call my friends at Priority One. Tell them I sent you. 288-1400. 288-1400. That is Priority One. All right. It is Leon next. Lines are completely jammed. Again, Leon, William, Joe, I'm coming right to you. Don't drop off or you will not get back. Leon, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, Leon. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks. Listen, first of all, I just want everybody that's listening in the Clemson area all around that what these people need to do is just tune in to you every day and just listen to what you say. Because 99% of the time, you're right on spot. So, I mean, just forget about everybody else. Just listen to you. That's the first thing.
Well, I appreciate that, Leon. But everybody at this station really does a nice job. Everyone is very professional and works hard at what they do. And I think everyone does a great job.
Well, I think all them guys do great, too. I'm saying everybody that's got
I appreciate it.
They need to listen. But back to the game yesterday, as I was telling them earlier, here's the thing. Kelly Bryant, as we've talked about all along, Kelly Bryant, he has been there. He's done it. And it showed Saturday. He took finally in that second half. He just had to take control of that football game, and he separated himself, not taking nothing away from Trevor Lawrence, but he separated himself. And Kelly Bryant, if he doesn't play the way he played, Clemson loses that game.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. Clemson loses the game if Kelly Bryant doesn't deliver. I mean, and quite honestly, again, I think that's why the second half – start was so difficult with the two immediate three and outs, and I think you put yourself in a position where Kelly Bryant had to deliver at that point, and fortunately for Clemson, he did, because without that, that winds up an L. I mean, again, it's inarguable. It's inarguable that Kelly Bryant won the game, and, you know, again, I thought he threw the ball brilliantly in difficult conditions. I thought he let it go. When Kelly Bryant has struggled in the past, he's aimed his throws. And when he lets it go, he's actually a pretty good thrower of the football, and he let it go on Saturday night and did a tremendous job. And you weren't going to get any of those wide receiver screens because A&M was pressing up, and they were taking that away. I mean, they were jacked up. You couldn't really run that stuff for the most part anyway. I thought he played as well as you could possibly play under those circumstances. I mean, I don't know what more people could ask of him. I mean, I thought he was absolutely brilliant under the circumstances that he was dealing with.
I agree. And one other thing, I think now, well, let me ask you this. Here's the thing. I think that now this two quarterbacks system where they're shuffling those quarterbacks in every two or three drives. I mean, I just think now if it's me, I can't tell Dabo what to do, but I think Kelly Bryant right now with the rest of the schedule, I think you let Kelly Bryant go ahead and just run that first half, because the games are pretty much going to be out of hand probably at that point anyway, and then let Trevor Lawrence play the second half. Because I think you got to give these quarterbacks time to get a rhythm of the game. And one other thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to take comments off the air for that, but what people forget that the Deshaun Watson year, when they won this national championship, Wayne Gallman was all about business, and Wayne Gallman was lighting the place up. People forget Wayne Gallman.
Oh, yeah.
If it wasn't for Wayne Gallman running that football like it did to open up the pass, we don't have a successful season like that.
Yep. Yep, no question about it. Excellent job, Leon. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's see. Do you think Trevor Lawrence got the momentum going when he came in the first half? No. I'm not even sure what that means. There was no momentum in the second half. There were two empty possessions to start the half. I think Trevor Lawrence, quite honestly, looked over his head in that situation, in that game. And it's not surprising. He's a true freshman. Suddenly playing in front of 110,000 people, the stakes change, everything changes. And so, you know, again, I still think this is Kelly Bryant's team, and I think it's Kelly Bryant's year, and I think the closer Clemson stays to that, the better off they're going to be. Now, as I indicated, it's like the special teams thing. I think you can get away with almost anything based on how talented Clemson is for most of the season. And I think most of the season you can play two guys and it's not a threat to you. But I think on Saturday night it became a threat. I think on Saturday night the scales of whether you're causing the opponents more problems or causing yourself more problems, it tipped to you're causing yourself more problems on Saturday night. I think that was clear. I think that was clear. And, you know, and again, even on that Trevor Lawrence throw, you know, T. Higgins made a sensational play. I mean, a sensational play. Back to Northland Communication phone lines. It's William in Georgia and Joe on opposite sides of the Georgia-South Carolina situation. William, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Hey, Walt, how are you, bud?
Good, William. Appreciate you getting in. Congratulations to your dogs.
Oh, they did a good job, man.
Dominant.
I think I seen it solid on both sides of the ball, and I think they left no doubt. I mean, yep. I could be wrong.
No, you're right.
But getting back to Clemson and A&M, I think everybody just needs to relax. I mean, Dabo knows what he's got to do to fix everything. I'm sorry, that's my GPS. I apologize.
That's right.
But that, I think they need to just relax because Dabo knows, Brett Venable, Tony Elliott, they know what they got to do. They're seven-figure year of coaches. They don't get paid the big bucks for nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, look, everybody has good and bad days. The greatest coaches on earth have bad days.
That's right.
You know, everybody has bad days, period. I mean, there's no one on earth who goes to work every day and is perfect.
Golly. Well, I want to. I'm sorry. I'm trying to shut her up. But I'm gonna take it off the air, man. But I do want to get your thoughts on that Georgia South Carolina game. I mean, I just tuned in and
yep.
I just want to see what you got to say about it. And you have a good day.
You
okay?
too, William. Thank you. Yeah, I'm gonna get to that in a little bit. But let me just suffice it to say, Georgia was dominant. They were dominant up front. We're gonna come to Joe now. Look, last week I said this. Georgia's probably gonna run for 250. And I said South Carolina's going to have to run for 150 to stay in the game, to keep, to have a chance to win. That's what it was going to take. You weren't going to equal Georgia on the ground, but you had to balance your offense out and be able to run the football. And that didn't happen. I mean, what'd South Carolina have? Like 50 yards rushing? Now, they didn't commit to running the ball. And that's one question that I would love to ask Muschamp about what the game plan was. But it's funny, you know, people complain that Muschamp won't let the offense be the offense, won't let a guy like McClendon run his offense. Well, you did, and maybe to a fault in this game. You know, I think South Carolina got a little pass happy. Now, part of it is you got behind, but I think South Carolina got a little pass happy. I don't know if Williams was injured or not, but he was actually pretty effective on the few carries he got. Joe.
How's it going?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
You know, I always call in win or lose. You know, I said we were going to win, but, you know, that didn't happen. I said back in, I think it was May or June, that we'd go 9-3. I still think that's probably doable. But as far as the game itself, I think the offensive coordinator panicked. I think he didn't want to commit to the run. Even when it was like 17-10, I think at halftime, you got to keep running the ball to give yourself a chance. And, you know, Bentley, I think he's probably an average quarterback. I don't think he's garbage like a lot of people right now. Although in that game he was, you know, you can't have him throw 48 times in a game. You got to have him around 30, 35 to 25, and you've got to run the ball at least 25, maybe 35 times a game. You know, at the end of the day, Georgia's number three in the country. We have some help coming on the way on the defensive line. Is that going to help us against Georgia next year in Athens? Probably not, but it will help us as far as the long term of the program. I don't think some people are a little bit overreacting with this game. Georgia's still number three in the country. You know, there's still a lot of games to play, but I was disappointed that McClendon basically panicked as a play caller, and Bentley probably should have had five interceptions in that game, if we're being honest. I thought that interception on the sideline in the first half was an interception. I thought it should have been Georgia's ball. But, I mean, I don't think the whole program's going to, into, you know, the furnace, basically. But I think, you know, you got to do something as far as talent-wise. If you're going to compete with Georgia, you got to recruit better. And I think we are. But, you know, we'll just see what happens the rest of the year.
Yeah, look, you know, I wouldn't go into panic mode just yet. I think it's a process. You know, Georgia didn't get to where they are overnight. Clemson didn't get to where they are overnight. It takes time to build talent, and Muschamp hasn't been there long enough to improve the overall depth of talent. And it turns out you weren't good enough at the line of scrimmage, but you didn't really give yourself a chance. I found it surprising. I found it surprising that South Carolina wouldn't commit more to the run. Again, I think Muschamp is dealing with this constant struggle of everyone is saying, you know, man, you got to go up tempo. You got to, you know, you got to do this. You got to do that. It's how Bentley plays best. And so he, you know, I think finally Muschamp sort of gave in and said, okay, well, yeah, you're right. Let's do that. And I think in so doing, you actually got away from even trying to run the ball. And yeah, you can't, you've got to establish some sort of balance. I mean, I know that the Bentley haters are out. I got him on the text line right now. He's hot garbage, Joe. He's garbage. He's not.
Who's on the roster that can take his spot?
First of all, he's not. I mean, he made some NFL throws in that game. I mean, that 50-yard strike to Edwards was an NFL throw. That's the thing of beauty in that nine route. You know, so people need to relax a little bit. I mean, you didn't run the ball at all. And we said that for Bentley to have a shot, you're going to have to establish the fact you can run it. Well, you didn't establish it. You didn't try to establish it. That's the part that's confusing to me. I mean, it didn't look good. It looks like you're not ready yet, but I think we knew you weren't ready yet. I mean, I thought you'd play this game more competitively at home, but I don't think it means your season's over, and I don't think it means the Muschamp era is over. I just think it means you have to take another look at who you are offensively and what you want to be, and you've got to find a way to be more balanced.
hey, 9-3, if we can get 9-3, Walt, that's a good season. And then maybe 10 in the bowl game. But I'll leave you with this, Walt. You know, back in the spring, I said, you know, the Saints defense might be a little bit suspect. Well, you know, this weekend they were sure suspect to a backup quarterback.
Yep.
So
yep.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it as well. Good job. I just saw an unbelievable text. Where is that text? Text from, listen to this, Ramona, from 357. Not exactly what you guys are watching, but Kelly Bryant missed a lot of throws in that game. Not a couple, a lot. He and his accuracy, honestly, no offense. I'm not going to speak to you, all right? Because you're somebody who has an agenda. Either you're an outsider or you have an agenda. I mean, maybe you're related to Trevor Lawrence. I don't know what your issue is, but that's as stupid a text as I have ever received in the history of the show. So I won't be responding to you anymore after this. All right, because he missed 5 throws in the game. In the game. Get it? Oh, my goodness. Ramona's pointed to me at the clock. All right, let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Patrick Square is the queen of trail. You know, Joe's the best Italian food anywhere. It just is. I've been to 43 states. I'm an Italian food connoisseur. Love it. Try it. You'll thank me later. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them with hot melted cheese. And then they serve it with the marinara sauce. Takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Mangia. That's the finest sauce you'll ever put in your mouth. You dip them in that sauce like you died and went to heaven. And then, this before your meal even starts, the appetizers, the pepperoni twist platter, the meatballs and marinara platter, the meatball sliders that Greg is telling you all the time are the greatest thing ever. The entrees, the taste of Italy, a sampler platter, the lasagna, the chicken parm, the pizza, which is award-winning. This is Joe's New York Pizza. And then the desserts, which are all homemade and are insanely good. Except for the cheesecake, which comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York, is the finest cheesecake on the face of the earth. It's all at Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. All right, I'm taking a quick break. Lines remain completely jammed. I'm coming right to you. Don't drop. You'll lose your spot. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASC-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their million-dollar prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deftula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. That texter's just getting crushed by the other texters. I mean, obviously, it's just an absurd thing to say. I mean, you know, five balls hit the ground. There were several drops. What can you do? Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. And first up is Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Walt. You hit it right on the head. You can't pick stupid, Walt. I mean, there's just some stupid people out there, and my daddy always said it can't be fixed, so you might as well just leave him alone.
Yeah.
One thing on the Carolina game, I believe Jake Bentley will be the next Carolina football player that'll go professional in something other than football. I just want to say that. And after that, I'm through with the game talk. Okay?
All right.
I do think Monk played well. I don't know if people realize we recruited that guy heavily. That ought to tell you something. While we had Deshaun Watson, we recruited him. So that should tell you what kind of player he is.
But Kellen Mond was sensational. I mean,
He played great. But, Walt, with the defensive line we got, which I think is as good as they are out there, when you only got one holding call in the entire game, and I watched the game three times, and I could have called 25 or 30 easily. Our guys got held. A lot of the passing yards that guy got free on, he should have been sacked. They were grabbing jerseys. The only person that didn't get held was Dexter Lawrence, and that was because they couldn't hold him. I mean, he was just too big. But there was guys grabbing by the shirt every time. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't understand. The officiating crews should be held to the same standard as the players do. They should get graded out too, and that was an awful call game. You can't have a game like that and not have any holding calls. There's no way, not with a defensive line like that. The only holding call was on the last play of the game, which That was absurd. Did you see all this?
Yeah, again, no, I think there was definitely some of that. But look, there were some calls that went in your favor. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No doubt.
Some big calls. So, you know.
Yeah, that's all. But anyway, you know, we left Auburn last year thinking we may not be as good as we thought we were. So let's just don't panic yet. And I'm like you.
Well, you know,
you watch that game.
Yeah, and Greg, let me point this out. You know, the thing is, you don't have to be. You know, I mean, the goal is to get better through the course of the season and be what you'll ultimately become by the end of it. And so, you know, I, again, did Clemson play their A game? No. I mean, nothing close to it. Is Clemson capable of playing a lot better than that? Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. If you didn't watch that second half and see Kelly Bryant took that game over and put the team on his back, and won that ball game, you don't know anything about football, and you need to quit watching and go watch golf or something, because it was blatantly obvious that Kelly Bryant dominated the second half of that game. I mean, he made a couple of throws, one throw in the end zone I've never seen Deshaun Watson make. He threw a ball through three defenders and hit a guy in the end zone.
He was cutting it loose. He was cutting it loose. In the past, when Kelly is off his game a little bit, it's been that he aims it, and that's a confidence issue.
Right.
And I always say, you know, I just want him to cut it loose. He cut it loose. He cut it loose at Kyle Field in the most difficult circumstances possible. Bad weather, hostile environment. Doesn't start the second half. Has to watch the other guy come out and take the first two possessions, and still he cut it loose. He played like a champion. He was excellent under those circumstances, and Clemson was not running the ball effectively. I mean, he was basically the run game and the pass game, and he could not have played any better than he did under those circumstances.
If I'm giving the MVP trophy out, and I know their quarterback played well, but I don't think a losing team should get MVP trophy. Kelly Bryant's the MVP of that game right there, because we lose that game if he don't play like he does in the second half. And if you can't see that, you don't know football. I agree with you 100%. All right,
thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Well, look, Kellen Mond was sensational for A&M. I mean, he went up against, you know, the alleged best defense in the country, and he was sensational. By the way, I'm getting the text from the Alabama contingent that's, oh, you can't beat Alabama. You can't beat Alabama. Well, you know, again, Clemson's not playing Alabama today. See, at the end of the year, you still have secondary issues to worry about. Just because you haven't faced anybody that's really exploited it yet, that's a total team talent issue as well. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines, and it is SC Pats fan. SC Pats fan, how are you? SC Pats fan, how are you? I hear him, Ramona. Go once. Hello? Put him on hold, Ramona. Speak to him. Let me get to Cliff. Cliff, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah, Cliff?
Yes, this is Clemson. Yes, this is Chris Bartley.
Okay, my line says Cliff, so it's Chris?
Yes, it is Chris.
Okay, Chris, good to have you.
How are you today?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm good. This is my very first time. I'm kind of nervous.
That's all right.
On the radio with you. According to me, I think I am a part on the Crimson Life program as well. So, all of them I want to say is that Kelly Bryant is an awesome quarterback. I know he had a tough game, and I hope this year is our turn to win the ACC tournament this year. I hope we could do it.
All right, Cliff, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Back to the phones. Wild man, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I just want to let you know one thing. Mike Mayock heard your radio show and thinks you are terrific. But I want to ask you a question. Why are you so easy on the coaches? You're like, this is about the worst coaching job I've ever seen in college football, that game. Not going to go for the 3 points down there. Trying to go for a pooch kick. That was set up for a pooch kick. Dabo is a great, great coach, great guy, bringing in great players. But a game day coach, he is not. He's not a game day coach. And you're taking it easy on him. Why are you taking it so easy on him?
Really? I think I already criticized the staff, said they didn't have a good game, didn't have a good day, said that it happens to everybody.
That's pretty light, though. That's pretty light.
Well, I think you may be overstating it. I mean, things happen within a game. Not every decision you make turns out right. Sometimes you can make decisions that are in your best interest, which is don't go your way. But that doesn't mean you're a bad coach. And I don't think Dabo Swinney's a bad game day coach.
No, I didn't say he was a bad coach.
I don't think there's ever been any evidence of that. Yeah, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. Was he a bad game?
He's a good game day coach. You think he sits there, he's watching the game like a Belichick and analyzing and then can make
I don't think there's anybody like Belichick. So that's first. Secondly, I mean, I watched Dabo Swinney go head to head against Nick Saban for two national championships, and the games were even. The two games were dead even, and he certainly didn't look like he was out coached and out game day coached in either one of those. And since everybody thinks that Saban is God's gift to the world,
I didn't say anything about Saban because I don't think he's a good game day coach either. I think Dabo and Saban both prepare their teams really well during the week.
Well, look, I think
Jimbo Fisher is a great game day coach. I can't stand the man. I would punch him in the face if I was a referee in that game. I'd punch him right in the face.
Was he a great game day coach against Boston College last year or against Louisville when they lost by 60?
He lost his team at Florida State. We can't even go there.
He built that team. That's his team that's playing now. That's his team that's playing now, Wildman.
I'm talking about a game day coach, meaning In the game, I know what you mean, the battle, making changes. I wouldn't take Jimbo Fisher or Saban over Dabo. I love Dabo. I'm just saying during the game, Dabo is a fan versus a great game day coach. I mean, personally, he wouldn't have switched in these quarterbacks as much as he did in a situation like that. I wouldn't, and I'm not even a great game day coach. Just because I coached 7th grade football and I never went undefeated, you know? I mean, come on. Yep. But listen, everything you said was right today. Everything you said was right. And that was game day, all game day decisions.
All right, well, man, I appreciate the call. We're just going to agree to disagree. I think Dabo Swinney is a great coach. I think he's a smart guy, much sharper than people realize. And if the staff didn't have a great day against A&M, that happens to everyone. I have seen every coach on earth have bad days. I have bad days. Everyone has bad days. Everyone has days. We're human beings. No one is perfect. Bill Belichick has bad days. Plenty of them. It happens. But that doesn't mean you're a bad game day coach. Dabo Swinney has proven his worth and his worthiness as a game day coach. He's proven it under fire in the most difficult environments. Look, here's the thing. Clemson wins almost every close game they play. Well, I mean, that comes down to game day coaching. Because a guy can recruit, because he has a certain image, that doesn't mean he can't coach. Dabo Swinney is way smarter than people credit him with. And a part of that is his game day coaching. Now, again, I personally think that the quarterback situation is a really delicate balance, and I think it got in the way in this game. But that doesn't mean that Dabo Swinney is not a great coach or not a great game day coach. I think that's sort of an old argument with Dabo Swinney, and I think for the most part that argument has been put to rest. And I'm a little surprised that people are still trying to make that. And again, I know Jimbo Fish is a great game day coach. I mean, except that game where he lost by 60 at Louisville, or the one he lost by 30 at Boston College, or barely beat Syracuse at home last year, or any of those other games. And again, his team is still playing in Tallahassee. That's his team. The A&M team isn't his team. The A&M team is a team he inherited. And his team is the team that was in decline for 3 years and barely beat Samford. I'm not in the mood for the Jimbo Fisher stuff, to be honest. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Lines remain completely jammed. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. And I'm going to help you out here. If you own one of those vehicles, if you call the Anderson location of First Class Halt, 864-260-9600, 864-260-9600, trust me, you'll thank me later. Get hooked up with the Walt Wheel Deal. The first 8 people to make appointments to drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota say they want the Walt Wheel Deal. We'll get a brake inspection, a balancing of your tires, 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. It's a great way to get hooked up with Halt. Make the introduction. Go meet Mark and his staff. I promise you'll thank me later. Look, they own these vehicles. This is what they do. They drive them. They work on them all day. They drive them home at night. No one knows your vehicle. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, like First Class Halt, call my friends at First Class Halt. Again, call them today. Set up your appointment, 864-260-9600, 864-260-9600. Texas says that guy must be kin to the Friday Night Star guy. I noticed a little of that. Actually, I have an open line for the first time, so you can grab it. Take advantage of it. 654-7627. All right, quick break. Walt Deptula, Road Rage. I'll get back to your calls as soon as we return. Don't drop. We'll get back to you.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own 4-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
If your business IT provider can't fix your phones or doesn't work weekends, that's, well, TSA Choice will manage it all 24/7. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
This is Walt Deptula for HealthDare. HealthDare isn't a weight loss program. HealthDare is a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you better from the inside out. Your body is filled with visceral fat inside that sticks to your internal organs, that leads to blood pressure problems, diabetes, CPAC machines, gouts. HealthDare can help you reverse the symptoms of these conditions in as little as 30 days. In 90 days, you're beyond your way to being completely well. HealthDare will provide you a nutritionist as soon as you sign up. Someone will always be there to answer your questions.
That's Health Dare. 1-877-432-7363. 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
Book your initial consultation with the Health Dare today. Go to idaregreenville.com. idaregreenville.com.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way, from the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kind of spooks me out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, Ramon, I have to mention this. It'll probably be part of the good, bad, the ugly. You know, our little WCCP V media contest?
Yeah.
By the way, you fared well again.
Did I? I haven't had a chance to look. I've been so busy.
I believe you are like in a tie for second place.
Really? Because I was so depressed because I was thinking no, I did
you,
bad.
No, you hit seven again. I also hit seven, so you tied me this week. But I think that there were a couple games like the Fresno State game. I mean, honestly, you know, the Georgia Tech South Florida game. You know, I think that most people who watched it probably think the wrong team won. But the thing that bothered me was the Fresno State Minnesota game.
How come?
Fresno State.
What happened?
Fresno State is trailing by seven, right?
Yeah.
They have a senior quarterback.
Yeah.
He's on fire. They drive the length of the field they're at the 2.5 yard line. All right. They have a first and goal at the 2.5 with 1:20 left. Plenty of time. No reason to rush. Your quarterback is in control. He's on fire. He's hitting every throw he makes, every throw that he offers. And you're thinking that, you know, Minnesota's on their heels. It's about to be a tie game. The only question is, will Fresno State go for two and try and win? Probably not. Probably kick the point, send it into overtime. You seem to have momentum and everything else.
Yeah.
So first down, I'm expecting either a run because there's still 1:20 left, so you have plenty of time, or another quick throw from your senior quarterback who has passed you all the way down the field to the 3-yard line. First down from the 3-yard line, what does Jeff Tedford do?
I don't know. What?
He runs a halfback option pass. As soon as I saw the play start to develop, I'm like screaming at my TV, no! No! Stop!
They don't, you know, you think screaming at your TV,
this is going to help.
They just don't hear you. I do that.
And so what happens?
Yeah.
It's picked off in the back of the end zone. He lets a running back throw on first down from the 3-yard line when he has a senior quarterback who's driven his team all the way down the field. It's one of the worst inexplicable calls I have ever seen in college football history. Just absolutely insane, inexplicable, can't be defended. Now, was the receiver wide open? Yeah. Yeah, if you want to save that for a two-point conversion try in an effort to win the game, maybe. But on first down from the three-yard line, when your senior quarterback is on fire and has led you all the way down the field, you take the ball out of his hands and you let a running back throw on first down? When Minnesota was on skates? I mean, it's one of the Texas, that's something Butch Jones would do. It, one of the worst decisions I have ever seen or heard. Ever. Ever. Just inexplicable. By the way, I also don't know what the receiver was doing because he didn't fight for the ball at all. He just let the guy pick it off. And it was a really difficult catch. No, the receiver was in perfect position to, at the very least, act as a defensive back and knock it down. He didn't even try. He made no effort whatsoever. He was like, man, this is a stupid call, so I'm just not going to. I have no idea. I have no idea. Watch it. It's one of the most inexplicable, illogical,
so
stupid
calls. That one,
yeah,
I guess.
This is why Jeff Tedford is no longer at a major college. I mean, it's, honestly, it's just impossible. You know what? If you had a freshman quarterback or a sophomore quarterback, maybe you have a senior quarterback who just led you all the way down the field.
I went 7-3.
Yeah.
I was listening to you. I just noticed just now.
Yeah, I know. I told you that.
Yeah. Oh, the Pick'em contest.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by Carolina Alliance.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Exactly right.
I went 7-3. So I was second again for the second week. That's what it looks like here.
I don't know. You're like second overall or something, aren't you? What are the overall records? I didn't even check them, honestly. What are the overall records?
I got Mickey is 12-8, Zach is 11-9, Brad is 12-8, Ben is 13-7, Quack is 10-10. Kelly won the week at 9-1, 14-6. You're 15-5. I'm 14-6. I'm 14-6, people. The world has tipped over. I'm 14-6.
What's the best record for the media?
Who cares about the media?
They're the ones we're playing against.
Yeah, you in that competition thing. Okay.
It's the idea of it.
What am
Nancy
I looking
Drill?
For?
Who has the best record amongst the media?
Anna Hickey.
What's her record?
She tied with Will. 15-5.
She's 15-5?
Ooh, she tied with you.
What's the overall? So the overall, what's the WCCPV media right now?
We're 101.59 and they're 102.58. Those bums.
Okay.
We have to fix that.
All right, let's go back to Northland Communication phone lines. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Maybe you can, Ramona can help to rest me all out on your pick'ems.
Well, I'm ahead of her. I'm ahead of her, so, but she's doing fine.
I am doing good.
Yeah, she is doing great.
I'm excited.
I'd like to start off by putting your programs. If I compare, especially yours, to a hockey game, it's better in person. So if you can come out to the remote, I think you've got one coming up here to Traveler's Rest on Friday, and I'll make it out there to that.
Good.
And to plug George Coleman Ford, I don't think it's humanly possible to get better service than what you get here at George Coleman Ford.
That's exactly right.
I had a, I don't know if I, hopefully I won't get anybody into trouble with this, but I had my truck in for service one time, and it was getting toward the end of the day, and this actually happened, that the guy I talked to and buy from offered to let me use his personal pickup truck if I couldn't get mine out of the shop before the end of the day and drive it until mine was out of the shop. Where would you get that anywhere else?
Oh, there you go.
I'm calling to pick up for my Gamecock fan. I mean, take my football team. I'm a Gamecock fan. I think we're a little bit ahead of what we were last year. And I never thought myself that Jake Denley was a first rounder. I don't know how that ever came about. Unless he gets bit by the same spider that Peter Parker got bit by. I don't think he's going to make it in the first round. He might make it somewhere down the line if he improves, but not a first rounder. I think the offensive line did better than I thought they would, and I think they're a little bit ahead of what they were last year. But like you said before, the lack of depth, I think, caught up with them in the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, well, look, they didn't hold up against the run. I don't think South Carolina ran the ball enough. I don't think they committed to running the ball enough. I think they went Air Bentley. It's a little too much. I think you needed more balance than that. You know, I thought going in that Georgia was going to rush for 250, and if they did, I thought you needed to rush for 150 to give yourselves a chance to win, and you didn't approach that. So I think that's the real issue. There wasn't enough balance in your offense. Too much reliance on Jake Bentley in the passing game. It's not a commentary on Bentley. It's just a fact. And Chris, we're nothing like a hockey game. We're great every single day. Bring it every single day. But I get it.
Yeah, because I'm not at those remotes. So what am I, a chopped liver?
No, you're actually Ramona's, in my opinion, is the Hall of Famer.
There you go.
Yeah, oh, okay. Great intro music, and thanks. She's just the best. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's like a hockey game. It's better.
Yeah, come on out.
To see it in person on TV. Yep.
No, I get you. I get
and,
you. Just playing.
And if you have questions, you don't have to wait online. You don't have to be on hold.
There you go. You don't get pizza. You get pizza at George Coleman Ford on Friday. And so we appreciate the George Coleman Ford plug, Chris. And I wouldn't be too worried from your Gamecock perspective. I think you'll play better as the season goes on and figure out who you are. And yep. Thank you, Chris. Yep. I appreciate the call. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. And next up is Derek. Derek, how are you?
What you doing, Walt?
How you doing, Derek?
Oh, living the dream, man. Living the dream. I tell you what, it's not funny watching people call in when they're nervous. That guy earlier, man, he was like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Anyways, a few things I want to kind of bring up here. I called in earlier today and was talking to them. Look, I've been talking to my Georgia buddies, my Carolina buddies, you know, and I understand they're in defense mode because they got beat. They try to make it sound like it. But honestly, besides Clemson and Alabama and maybe Georgia, what team in this country, in a top 50 team, could go into Texas A&M on a road game in that environment raining against a team they had no idea what they were going to do on offense, no film on defense, no, and they had to wing it and learn as they go. I guarantee you, you send, hell, send Penn State, send Carolina in there, send USC, Texas A&M and Mond would have wiped the floor with them the way that kid was playing. I mean, it would have been an absolute mess.
Look, I think Mond played well, and I think A&M played well in that regard, and I think they were certainly jacked up, and the environment was jacked up. But I still don't think A&M is a great team. I don't think there's evidence of that.
But that night they played well.
But you know, I think there are other teams that could have gone in and beat. I don't think Clemson played their best, I'd like to see Clemson get back to run the football in a more physical manner and try and give that offensive line some confidence, especially that interior offensive line right now.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't sweat it, man. You know, it was just the environment, and I mean, it was just brutal there, I heard. But, you know, week two, we're going to get a better test when Bama plays them. You know, we're going to have a somewhat equal team playing them, but they're actually going to have film to go back and watch and see what they're doing. So that's going to kind of give you a better idea, I think, of what they're going to do. And the last thing I'm going to bring up, and I'm going to let you run, is man, I'm trying to support our South Carolina brethren. I am, but Jake Bentley, he's not a first. He's not a second. He's not a third. He's not a fourth. He's worse than Taj Boyd was going into the pros. Watch the guy. Anytime he plays a big game, he stares down his primary receiver. He doesn't check down. He doesn't go through his reads. Watch yesterday. He was locked on Debo so hard, he had Rico Dowdle pretty much knitting a sweater in the back of the end zone twice and didn't even see him. I mean, just gets locked on people, doesn't pay attention to what's going on.
Maybe he just didn't want to throw the ball to Dowdle anymore after he dropped the pass on the sideline that turned into a pick six.
Well, having a guy wide open is better than having Baker covering up Debo. I mean, maybe. That's all I heard the last 2 weeks is, Debo's uncoverable. The last thing I was going to say, this is the last thing I promise, they better get used to it, and I made this joke earlier, because the only trophy Will Muschamp's ever going to bring home is his wife.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate the call. You know, again, and I was asked, you know, I was asked by a texter when I was saying that, you know, basically, well, you said last week, though, if South Carolina doesn't play well, it's basically over for them. Well, listen, I think in a way it is. All right. I think Georgia owns the SEC East, and this was South Carolina's best chance. And I don't know when, if at all, Georgia's going to relinquish ownership of the SEC East. I mean, I think it's theirs for, I mean, I don't think there's a team in the division that is at all on Georgia's level. I don't, at least I don't have to listen to that Florida nonsense anymore. That crap about how Florida was, I mean, there are people picking Florida to make the playoffs. And I even heard some of that talk around here about Florida. Dan Mullen. I mean, Dan Mullen has never done anything. And he was posterized by Kentucky. Kentucky whooped up on Florida. So I hope they enjoyed a little dose of that. There's a little reality check for you. I mean, and so, yeah, no, that's true. That part of it is definitely true. There's, when you look at the lay of the land in the SEC East right now, I'm sorry, it's the sole property of Georgia. The sole property of Georgia, and it's going to remain the sole property of Georgia. Florida's not going to have any say in it. Tennessee's not going to have any say in it. And I'm not sure South Carolina's going to have any say in it. I think the Gamecocks had their chance. And I think that chance is maybe expired. I don't see any of these teams beating Georgia. I'm not sure you put them all together and they're going to beat Georgia. I thought that if there was ever a time that South Carolina had a chance, it was this game. I mean, I picked Georgia, but I expected South Carolina to compete. Now, I'm confused by what they tried to do offensively. That's a different story. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the